Patrick from Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm returning a phone call. My name is Stephen Burgandy. Someone had called and referenced some kind of financing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you must be returning a voicemail, you said?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Could I just get your name and then your business name, and I'll go ahead and pull you up real quick?
It should be St. Francis Animal Hospital.
Oh.
Stephen Burgandy.
Francis Animal. All right, let me just get that pulled up real quick. All right, and then, yeah, I left a voicemail regarding some equipment financing and working capital. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, are you familiar with either of those? I mean, I know we had you pre-approved for $250K for any, working capital or equipment financing. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to touch base, see how business was going over there.
It's going well. We're actually doing some renovations. So would the money be able to be put towards that also?
Yeah, for sure. I was, just going to ask. That's one of my questions. Working capital, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but with it, we have unsecured cash. So, you can use that as you see fit for, wherever your business, renovation.
What are the big thing would be at the end of the day, what are the borrowing terms? Because that comes down.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, it depends on a few things, specifically what you're looking to do with it, and then, what you look like on paper. I just need a few more questions from you, but, a lot of it does have to do with, what you look like financially on paper.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with that, too. You can't just,
Yeah, no, I mean, we just recently borrowed, not recently, 4 years ago, we opened up a second practice and three of us co-signed for, a $500,000 loan through, St. Soda's thing was working capital for Bank of America.
Okay.
So we're familiar with how it works and how you have to pay it off and so on. But yeah, they went through basically, we got it basically based on the personal, the liquidity of what we had on paper and stuff.
Right, exactly. Before I get you going too far, too, are you calling from, is this the one from Brooklyn, New York?
I'm calling from the Staten Island one.
Okay. But is this, am I talking to Steven right now?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah, just making sure I got the right person. You said you guys have had capital loans out before, though?
Well, right now we're currently paying off a loan for this practice here.
Okay. Yeah, with that working capital, it is unsecured, so, people do use it to restructure some financing. On the other hand, people do use it for, renovation, like in your case. So, it is unsecured, so, you can use it as you see fit. Was that one that you guys are still paying off right now? Is that one secured, or is that one?
Good question. I'm not sure what that means. I mean, we borrowed whatever the physical amount we needed, and then... I think they give you 10 years to pay it off, or whatever the structure is. I don't take it. My partner does that, but I know we're paying, in that we're paying in excess of what the standard payment is to pay it off early. That I know.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that.
If the payments are 6,000 or 7,000, we're sending in 8,000 or 9,000 because obviously you're aware of the interest on it is.
Yeah. Definitely.
So
right.
Pay it off sooner, but like I said, that one we did, I think, would have to be in October of probably...
There's no controller, anybody that knows...
So was when we applied for it and got approved.
Okay. Who was that you guys did that with, too, if you don't mind me asking?
It was actually Bank of America.
Okay.
They had a thing, where they would... When you went to conferences and they had... they were specifically work with vets who were opening up new practices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though they said it was technically easy, it wasn't that seamless. Meaning, the way it worked is it may have been secured because, say for example, we wanted to use say 60,000 of the payment for a new digital X-ray. We would have to call somebody. They would have to cut the check directly to the.
It was. That's that's what the secured one is. With unsecured, it's basically cash in your guys' account. So
yeah, that's what I have with my own personal mortgage, a constant home equity that as you pay it down, you can constantly keep using.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just the other thing I was just going to say was, you know, we primarily base our working capital off of sales, gross annual sales, and usually we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenues unsecured cash with that. So, do you have any idea on what you did in sales last year?
In Brooklyn, it was probably a little over $1 million.
Okay, wow. I mean, sounds like a good deal or a good year for you guys.
Yeah, well, it's been, like I said, the newer clinic is much busier. It's in a growth phase, but Brooklyn is a little different. I mean, we own the building, so it's kind of a different structure there.
Right, yeah, I understand that too.
Overhead, you know, we own the building that the practice is in, so even though we pay rent, it basically goes to pay the mortgage.
Right, for sure. Yeah, so, I mean, you guys projected to have a bigger year this year than in 2016?
Well, we hope. You know, the practice was at one point when we first opened. I mean, it grew, and that was before a lot of the other pet vaccine places popped up.
Okay.
You know, we were probably doing close to 1.5, so we hope that it gets back up to there.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty good amount of sales, too, for a year. I mean, you know, generally off that, you know, we'd probably be able to free up about, you know, 100, you know, around that ballpark. But how much was it you're looking for?
I don't know. I have to talk with my partner, but maybe somewhere in that range.
Okay. And then, you know, what were you going to be using it for, too? I mean, you mentioned to get out of...
Well, we're looking at we have... two rentals above the practice, and one of them we have to renovate so we can make it. It's about a 1,000 square foot two bedroom full kitchen, you know, living space that has that needs to be totally renovated. So we want to renovate. Now that we've renovated the practice, we want to renovate that so we can start using that to generate. You know, we could easily probably get almost 2,000 a month that apartment.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, and then you know, it sounds like I was just gonna ask, you know, what you're expecting to get back. You know, what your expected return on your investment would but
probably easily 2,000 a month.
Okay.
But yeah, just from the apartment.
All right, that's, you know, that sounds like, you know, definitely something you guys should look into. And when did you guys need it by, too? Pretty soon?
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, like I said, we're finishing up with the hospital, so yeah, the sooner we do it, the sooner we can rent it. So, and we already have people in place.
Okay. That are awesome.
Quality, you know, contractors and stuff to do the work. So it's just a matter of getting the finance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a, you know, great spot
now,
to be in, too.
Who are you guys affiliated with? Because I'm not that familiar with the name.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you a little bit more about that. We're actually Bank of Cardiff, and we're actually we're a private business bank down in San Diego. So you know, it's just us.
Okay, so it's a private funding.
Yeah. We are. You know, we've been around for 15 years though. But yeah, we're down in San Diego. We're a private business bank, and we do. You know, we specialize in equipment financing and working capital. So you know, that's the only thing we do out here. So. But the other thing I was just going to say, the good thing about with us is we generally do about 24-hour approval with our application process. Yeah, and our application process is a really short standard fee, process, excuse me, you know.
When we did Bank of America, it would tell you, I mean, I've been, you know, paid all kinds of loans for school.
Yep.
They made it, I mean, I bought a house, I was, you know, approved, pre-approved for my mortgage, you know, in right on the phone.
Yeah.
It was
probably
nightmare.
Months, right? Yeah.
It was a nightmare, though. We had to send, you know, I mean, it was...
Yeah, I'm sure you guys had, you know, a bunch of documents, you know, a long time to wait. And
30-something pages, and then, you know, they wanted stuff from you. I mean, I understand they have to make sure you can pay it back.
Yeah, you know, we're a little different like that, too. I mean, you know, we got the same kind of guidelines, you know. I'm sure, you know, you're a smart guy, too. But, you know, it's not like we're, you know, just going to, you know, give out a one-page app. But, you know.
We heard of stories like, because the reason then they said why they had to start doing that, because they did lend funds a lot easier, obviously, before the collapse of the, you know, housing market.
Yeah, right.
A lot of dentists and stuff, and he said, you know, we lent this one dentist, you know, he was supposed to use the money to open up a new practice, and he used the money to buy a brand new Porsche, like an $80,000 car, so.
Yeah.
That's why they want to see where the, you know, they want to see a paper trail.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we do lending just to small, medium-sized businesses too. So, you know, along with what I was just gonna say too, though, we have a real simple. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, one-page application. You know, pretty standard app. You know, nothing too crazy on it. And then the only thing we require with that is just 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then your most recent tax return. So, you know, it's pretty straightforward. And then on top of that, 24-hour approval. You know, once we get all that taken care of, once we get all the information documents in and submitted, it's generally, and if it's approved, you know, I'm not saying you guys wouldn't be or anything, but just letting you know how it works. And on top of that, we go generally about 48 hours to funding. So, you know, it is a very fast process. It is Tuesday. So, yeah.
If you don't already have, like I said, you already have a revolving line of credit, it's good. But even if you try to, like, I tried to apply for something, wasn't a lot. I just needed, I didn't want to take money out of my, you know.
Right.
But it was like they told me that I had too many, I don't know what the word was. And I was only looking for, like, I don't know, maybe 15,000 on my personal. But they said I had too many requests on my thing. And then they wanted all this paperwork. And I said, just, you know, forget it. It wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that for sure.
Somebody, but it was like I would have paid the money back plus in 2 months. But it just left a bad taste in my mouth. Now, that was with Bank of America.
Okay, right. And was that the one you said you guys had that working capital one out with right now, too? Or was that,
no,
that was Bank of America, too?
No. This would have been on my own as far as personal. The Bank of America is the business someone.
Right, but yes, same bank though. That's what I was asking. Okay, yeah, for sure. All right, and then yeah, just my next question. You know, are you the owner, and if so, you know, how much percentage are you?
In the Brooklyn practice, 50%.
Okay, the Brooklyn practice, you are 50.
Yes.
Okay, for sure. Then I was just going to say, you know, with that, we're just going to need a signature of the other part owner on your app and all that. I'm sure you're aware of all that. But, yeah, you know, just a few more questions, little questions I got. But how long have you been in business for?
In Brooklyn, we've been there since April of
98. Okay, wow. So, you know, pretty good relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We have, you know, So, like with you know, Capital One, Santander, we have all of our banking with.
Right, for sure. I mean, sounds like have you guys been looking into financing for this working capital you're looking to get in right now?
I mean, I just have to talk it over, like, because, like I said, going forward, hopefully within the next, you know, month or two.
Yeah, right, for sure. I mean, yeah, well, we are pretty quick process with us over here, so you know, just a few standard questions I had to ask to get out of the way, get a little info on you guys. But yeah, I mean, is there a good is there a good email I could shoot over the app to?
Yeah, is that going to give me the breakdown of the rates and?
Yeah, what I was just going to say with all that was, you know, before we can actually give you a real breakdown on specifically we can actually get you. Yeah, you just got to fill out that one-page app and then get it back to me. But
all right, so the email is D as in Peter.
Okay.
E as in Edward. T as in Thomas. V as in Victor. E as in Edward, T as in Thomas, T as in Thomas, E as in Edward. So it's Pet Vet with two T's, and then the number is 66 at AOL.
All right, let me just make sure I got this one correct real quick. And that's AOL.com, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so I got PETVETTE66 at AOL.
That's correct.
So I got Pet Vet TE66. Perfect. All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead, right when we get off this conversation, I'll go ahead and shoot you over the app. But, you know, like I said, it's a real simple process. I got an app. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it sounds, you know, sounds much, like I said, it was, I mean, I've done, you know, like I said, I've bought a house with less,
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. You know how it is. You've been in business for a while. Yeah, and you know, we're not around to, you know, lie to you or BS with you,
right,
and, you know, give you some unrealistic stuff. You know, we're actually here to help you. And
like I said, one thing, like I said, we have documents that you can just, like I said, you can see if the place is liquid and so forth.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, and that actually reminds me real quick. I skipped over one real simple question. How's your credit too? Is it good, bad? You know, somewhere in the middle.
I assume it was. I know when I would. I mean, the problem is, you know, when we went now, it should be. But you know, like when they were, and that's the other thing. They were running our credit so many times.
Right. So they gave you some pretty bad rates and whatnot.
No. I mean, it was up. All of us were like in the high 700s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good credit too. I mean, you guys have good sales, good credit too. So you know, sounds like we should be able to get you in something pretty good. Right. We do have, we do have a few programs over here too. So you know, it depends on which one you do qualify for. Okay. We do have programs that do work with credit tiers A to D though. So you did say you have good credit, and then your sales are pretty good too. So you know, sounds like you know we should be able to get you something realistic for you to work with. But yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that app, and then
I'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, definitely. We're in here, I mean, Monday through Friday, but, you know, if you probably got that app back to me sometime tomorrow, then I'll probably be able to get an answer with you probably by Thursday-ish. But, yeah, you know, we're a pretty quick process, too, so, you know, the sooner you got that app back to me, I could get you some real hard numbers on, you know, what specifically we could do for you. I was just going to say, though, you know, when would be a good time for me to follow up if I don't hear back from you tomorrow?
Probably I won't be here at the office tomorrow, so if you can follow up, the number would be 718.
Okay.
621-1629, and that would be the Brooklyn office.
All right, that was 718
621-1629.
And you said that was the Brooklyn office you guys have?
Yeah, on Thursday, yeah.
Okay, and on Thursday, you said?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, Stephen, well, I'll go ahead and shoot that over, but yeah. Yeah, definitely. It was nice talking to you.
All right.
Yeah, you too. Bye.